My name is Matt Whitecross, and we're here on the set of Coldplay video for Adventure of a Lifetime. So we're here in, a lot of people probably recognise this as the Volume, which is what they use for Avatar. And this all came about because Chris had met Andy and they were keen to do something together, but they weren't really sure what. So we just kind of decided to book a date and we'd kind of figure it out as we went along, which is more or less what's happened.
Well, it goes back to actually working with Matt Whitecross, who has known the band for a long time, has been very good friends with them ever since they were all at college together. And he said, you know, you really must meet Chris from Coldplay because he is a very, you know, apart from being a brilliant musician, you know, he's a very visual person, very artistic person, and I just think there might be some synergy somewhere with the Imaginarium, which is, as we began to get the Imaginarium together, our performance capture studio. So that was a few years ago, and then about a year ago, I was flying back from LA, and I was sitting in my seat on the plane, and I got tapped on the shoulder, and there was Chris Martin sitting behind me.
So we start off the day coming to this space. Now, if you can see these cameras up here and here and here, there's cameras everywhere. And effectively, they're creating a grid system. They're all infrared. They've got the guys over there. You can see one of our dancers, Kenji, has got all these markers on him, which are just reflective material, like you'd have on a police jacket. And so all that is bouncing back onto the sensors, which effectively tell the computer where everyone is. So everyone wears these ridiculous looking suits. And some of them, including Chris, are wearing the performance capture cameras on their front so they can record what their face is doing as well.
So the band started to very quickly, I mean, I showed them a few bits and pieces and just kind of where to centre their weight and so on, but really it was, and then just threw in a few ideas here and there, but Matt was onto it, and Matt and Chris was onto it, and you could just see him really vibing off it and really enjoying it. And then the band members started to enjoy themselves, and we thought, well, let's do apes all playing their instruments for a start, get, you know, as a way in, and then with the dancing, and it just sort of had its own energy, and narrative grew out of that.
So at the end of the day, we ended up with a whole bunch of collected data that was their performance. And then the fun started of taking all that cold clinical data and cleaning it up and trying to make sense of all the dots and what they meant in terms of performance for monkeys. And then we had to get to the matter of designing monkeys.
We basically started from sort of more realistic monkeys, and we liked them, but at the same time we felt like they didn't have enough character from the band members. So we went through different iterations, fur colors. Each one of them had a specific face shape and details. That's what basically we provided to mathematics, so the final concept models.
The first thing that has come to us was that everything was set together by the director, we got a really precise edit with a fine intention of what they wanted to achieve. Our goal was to get the modeling from the Imaginarium and set up the skeleton so that we could have the character move.
We received some lip sync from the Imaginarium, and it was great for human, but all the challenge was to make it more animals, and then we have to improve all the expression and make it more monkey.
I think everyone has been really happy to work together on such a great project.